The U.S. Bureau of Labor and Statistics reported today that 114,000 jobs were added to the economy, with the unemployment rate falling from 8.1% to 7.8%. The labor force rose by 418,000 jobs, while the labor force participation rate was little changed at 63.6%. The July jobs report was revised from 141,000 to 181,000 jobs, and the August jobs report was revised from 96,000 to 142,000. An article in The Economy in Perspective put the numbers in perspective. The total number of jobs lost in the last recession was somewhere unprecedented for the post-World War era. More jobs were lost between January 2008 and January 2010 than in any period since the end of 1945. In January of 2008, there were just over 138 million people employed. By January of 2010, the number had dropped almost 7% to just over 129 million. A total of 8.7 million people lost their jobs in just 2 years. But between January 2010 and September 2012, a total of 4.2 million jobs were added to non-farm payrolls, with 4.7 million jobs having been added to the private sector, even though more than 500,000 government jobs have been lost due to state and local budget cuts. The number of employed are already almost back to where they were in January 2009. The housing bubble was the cause. It was an entire economy fueled by the building of houses nobody needed, selling them for money that didn't exist, and leveraging this alleged money for the appearance of incredible wealth that had no basis in reality whatsoever. It was in every way a make-believe economy. Virtually every job that's been created since the summer of 2003 had vanished by January 2010, and entire nations went bankrupt.